When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
So Dana wrote to us, hey, Ben and Kelly, let me vent for a minute.
All right.
My husband and I have barely spoken since my birthday last week.
Well, happy belated birthday.
Let me explain. I've been married for 10 years, and my husband used to be really clever and romantic about buying gifts.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this year he probably spent more than he's ever spent on me, $4,000. But before you it was on a treadmill.
Oh.
I don't, nor have I ever, run. And he didn't buy it for himself because he doesn't run either.
Oh.
So is he subtly asking me to get in better shape?
Okay.
He claims he thought it would help with stress levels and that he wants me to be healthy so we have a long and happy life together. What a load of bull!
Okay.
You guys don't think like that. I mean, do they think that we women are dumb?
Oh.
He just wants my butt to look like it did when we were in our 20s. Anyway, clearly it's causing friction.
Right.
He believes he did nothing wrong. He's mad at me for not being appreciative of a generous, thoughtful, and expensive gift.
Mm-hmm.
I dare any man to come on your show and tell me that he bought this for any other reason than the fact that he wants a toner body to play with.
Okay.
Anyway, use this for your group therapy or your DM segment or whatever if you want, because he doesn't listen to your show. Thank you. All right. Yeah, this one, it's the Peloton commercial, right?
Remind me of that.
Well, that was when it went viral, when he surprises her on Christmas morning with a Peloton. And then all the backlash of, oh my gosh, first of all, she didn't look like she needed a Peloton. But second of all, it's like, yeah, the whole gifting people exercise equipment when they didn't ask for it is touchy.
Yeah.
It's touchy because, yes, people can take it of, oh, do you think I need this?
Yeah.
Because I'm letting myself go a little bit.
As a guy who has routinely stuck his foot in his mouth, I would just talk to him and say, this really, this offended me. Because honestly, like, it did. By the sound of her email to us, she's offended. And, right. And just.
She thinks there's a meaning behind it, like, hey, you need to look better.
And your husband's probably going to try to backpedal and explain that, no, that's not what he intended. And I think if you say, well, let's return it and do something else with the $4,000, like take an amazing trip or put it into savings or do something else that's fun, you know, something that we might both enjoy for my birthday.
Yeah, a lot of people are kind of pointing out, too, just the sheer amount of money, spending that without, like, a little heads up or discussing it first. Like, hey, I was thinking about this. What do you think? You know, is a little, that's a lot of money to just go spend on something like that. Maybe some sort of a, hey, what do you think about this?
Yeah, what's your threshold for, like, buying something without telling your husband?
Oh, gosh. I mean, I don't think I spend more than I'm getting work done on the car and it's going to cost upwards of like $400 or something like that. I'm telling him.
Yeah.
Like, hey, just FYI, this is what this is going to cost.
Yeah.
Like, I'm alerting him to that kind of expense.
If it's under $100, I don't feel the need to say anything. I think, though, that my wife's and my threshold for telling each other is a little bit different.
I will say this. I did surprise my husband 1 year for Christmas with like a $1,500 watch.
Oh, okay.
And that was a special gift that I did not
tell him about.
Exactly.
Right. All right.
And he appreciated that because, again, there's really no way you can misconstrue the meaning behind something like that.
Yeah. So, all right. I guess, give us a call or text us or whatever and let us know if this happened to you. Because I'm sure Dana's not alone in this.
Yeah.
And how you responded. And, you know, I'm obviously, if everything is all right now and maybe it just takes time. Who knows? But 502-571-9970, group therapy here. Look, group therapy, Dana upset with her husband, giving her a $4,000 treadmill she didn't ask for. She didn't run, neither does he. She's convinced he's trying to, like, give her a not-so-subtle hint that she needs to work out. So she's trying to like move past this. We're trying to like, I don't know if we can dig him out of the hole that he's dug himself in.
No, because he's mad that she doesn't appreciate it and yeah. they're not talking.
I know.
And this is not good. But Tiffany said, the thing that people don't understand about women, it's whenever spouses do something like that, it doesn't just offend us. It breaks our heart just a little bit.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. I mean, something like that, exercise equipment in general, that is something I feel like someone needs to come to you and say that they want.
Like Ryan, who posted on Facebook, he said, I did the same thing last year, but she asked for it.
See, there you go. You have to ask for it. If she expresses interest in, hey, I was thinking about we should get something like this. What do you think? Then you have the open door to drop $4,000 on a super cool treadmill if that's what you want to do. But don't just out of the blue, if that is never something she's expressed interest in doing, do that.
Brittany, what's your thought on this?
I wonder if there's any chance this husband like won this treadmill and is trying to play it off like he got her a really big expensive gift.
Oh, that's a thought.
Because that is a thought. The only way that this makes any kind of sense. Because, like, I mean, you got to be real dense. To think that getting your woman a treadmill, if she's never even hinted at wanting one, is
that's the thing. It's like you're asking her to do a lot of work.
Now, I don't honestly like your insinuation here because you might be exposing some secrets that I have held close to my chest for a long time. Getting free stuff from the radio station and turning around and giving it to my wife as a thoughtful gift. This is
thoughtful.
I don't think I like the way you're speaking right now.
Hey, no shame. I've won things and given them as gifts, but I also don't like, hey, look at all this money I spent on you.
I mean, to the point where I will bring something and I will give something to my wife and she'll be like, did you get this free?
That's insanity.
It missed, and maybe let's hope it was free. But you know, at the same time, let's forget that even exists in this world because you're ruining my whole MO.
Hey, nothing wrong with it. Nothing wrong with it.
All right, thank you, Brittany. Appreciate it.
Oh my gosh, we have so many other good comments on Facebook. Amanda said, "So buy him a box of tampons for his birthday because he'll use them as much as you're going to use a treadmill." And then Jessica said, this reminds me of a story my mom told me 1 week after my birth for Mother's Day. My father bought my mom, whose tailbone I broke during delivery, a vacuum cleaner. Yes, a vacuum cleaner for Mother's Day 1 week after giving birth. They're divorced.
Oh, I guess things could be worse, right? We'll wrap it up with Lisa, who says, hey, give him a wiener pump and Viagra for his next gift.
Oh,
moving
my
on.
God.
Gonna need this.
Oh my goodness.
All right. So yeah, you know what? Honestly, like I'm going back to my original thought and talk to him, say, you know what? Don't want this. This offended me. I'm upset. And we're going to return it because we could use this $4,000 and spend it on something that we both would like.
Exactly. And then you need to also have a discussion. Listen, if this is something where you both are maybe getting to the point in your lives where you feel like you need to pay a little bit more attention to the health or whatever, do it as a couple, as a team, hold each other accountable, but decide on it together.
Yeah. All right. Well, hey, good luck with that. Keep us posted on how it all works out.